Well, good evening, everyone. We must start. It's 11:30 and everything is meticulously timed. I have the timer started, so we should hopefully see you in the new year on the stroke of Big Ben-ish. Big Ben-ish. But we come to worship God, and I want to just call us to worship before we sing a couple of pieces by reading some verses of Psalm 139. Psalm 139 is one that we use at funerals quite often, because it talks about our days being numbered, etc., etc. But there's more to it than that, obviously. The psalm begins, "O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord." So everything that we did in 2015, God knows all about it. Everything. He even knows the effects that we have had that we don't know about. And the psalm goes on and it ends up with these words, which should really be the cry of our heart in these last few minutes of this year. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And that's what we want God to do, is to lead us in the way that lies ahead. We don't know what lies ahead for us, but God does. We're going to come together now and sing a couple of pieces. I'll pray, and then we're going to read God's word and spend just 1 or 2 minutes looking at a passage that God has laid on my heart to share with us before we see the new year. We're going to stand together and sing "Here I Am" to worship.
Beauty that made this heart adore you. to take our seats and let's pray together for him and for him.
Lord God, you do know all the things of this world, all the things of this universe. You are above all of those things. You have been before all of those things. You have created all of those things. And you, God, alone are worthy of our worship. Lord, just as we read in that psalm about the offenses that we have caused this year, Lord, we know that you know every offense that was within us, that has been within us in the year that's gone past. Lord, we know in our own hearts the things that we have done wrong, many of them. And Lord, we confess them in our hearts and in our minds to you now. And we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us. We humbly come before you. And Lord, we ask that if we have offended folks that we don't know about, that Lord, you would help us to be just more attentive, more caring, more like your Son. And Lord, as we look forward into 2016, we will have a mixture of joy and anxiety. And Lord, for those things that we know are coming, for those things that are in our future, those things that cause us worry, we ask, Lord God, that you would give us a peace. We thank you for the words of Jesus who said, "My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Lord, we ask that for ourselves tonight as we bow before you here. And we ask that, Lord, for those people that we know and love, that they would too know that peace, that they would have that confidence that you are with us. Lord, you have a way set before us. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the power by your Holy Spirit and that you would lead us in that way. And Lord, we know we don't need to fear. We don't need to be troubled. We know that Christ has conquered death. And we know, Lord, that he is with us always. And Lord, as we continue on the journey in 2016, on that way that leads to the everlasting, to your presence for all eternity, we ask, Lord, that we can be all that you require us to be, that we would live for your glory, and that your kingdom would be established. And those souls that don't yet realize that they're going to be part of this kingdom, Lord, that we can be a help and not a hindrance on their journey. We ask that Jesus' name would be glorified, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen. We're going to stand together and sing "The Splendor of the King, King Jesus. He's clothed in majesty. How great is our God who leads us." Let's stand together and sing.
Rejoice.
while the PowerPoint people have a freak out because the screen's just gone off, we're going to turn to God's Word. I think, men, if you turn it off and on again with the remote control, this has happened once or twice before, you freak out at that. We're going to turn to God's Word. I'd invite you to lift the Bible and we'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, reading verses 6 to 16. Page 1145 on your pew Bibles there. This is God's Word as we find it in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God has destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. We ask God to bless us, even as we read his word together. And I suppose as we come to the end of this year, and the beginning of another year, we want to ask ourselves the question, what does 2016 have for us? Oh, we're back up. There we go. I think we've missed a slide. What does 2016 hold for us? Well, as we sit here and reflect back in 2015, I am sure that you're all filled with a mixture of, there were things that I thought were going to happen in 2015, and they did. And there were things that I never thought were going to happen in 2015, and they happened. 2015 was probably a mixture of sorrow and joy, of surprises, just like Mary. That's who we've been looking at in the last few Sundays, in the last few services that we've had. A young woman, we looked at roughly a year of her life. She certainly had surprises, angels appearing to her. She saw that plan that the angel told her was going to happen. We saw that fulfilled in her life. And she was then surprised by the people that she met that she never thought she was going to meet. Complete strangers all come into her life. And we will have that same mixture. And I know in this congregation there has been a mixture of surprises and God doing wonderful things. And I'm just looking around and I don't think any of the ladies are present here, so I can't talk about them behind their back. But we do have three ladies in this congregation who we shall just refer to as mature students, who I am sure in January of 2015 never thought they would be in Belfast Bible College studying a three-year course. And they have been surprised that they now find themselves in the Belfast Bible College studying this women's ministry course, and they are surprised by how they can actually write 1,300 words and 2,000 words, and they can study and all of those things. And we ourselves will have many different experiences of how God has worked in our lives. And I guess that's the question that's on the screen for you now. It's not that we want to know what 2016 has for us, it's but what God has for us in 2016. And to ask this question, we really have to, first of all, consider verse 12 of this little passage that we read. Paul writes, "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." We have God's spirit within us, and we need to have God's spirit within us. Because when we have God's spirit, we can understand what he has revealed. That little reference there from Isaiah, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." That was written at a time when they were thinking forward to Christ appearing. But Paul can write now in this passage about what God has freely given us. Jesus has come. Jesus has walked on the earth. Paul has met with him. People are still alive who walked with Jesus when this passage was written. And that spirit who helped reveal Christ, who helped reveal what God had prepared for us, is the same spirit who helps us understand what God has in store for us in the days in which we live. Jesus tells us about the Spirit's role in John chapter 14. He writes, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The Spirit will teach us all things. The Spirit will remind us of the things that Christ has not just told the disciples who walked with him, but the things he has told us in his word that's been recorded for us. But of course, there will be people who will try to go into 2016 discerning God's will, and all they will find is foolishness, and they will not be able to understand. Because they're the kinds of people that we find in verse 14. "The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned." People without the Spirit cannot discern God's will because they haven't been tuned in. They haven't been connected. As I look around tonight, I know everyone here reasonably well. And I have a reasonable amount of confidence that everyone in here is going to begin into 2016 with the Spirit. But we will all have a long list of people that we know who are going into 2016 without the Spirit. And what we can do for them is pray that in 2016, the whole notion of the need of the Savior, of the need of the Spirit, will be revealed to them. That will be the Spirit's work in their life in 2016. Pointing them to that place where they will realize they need Jesus, and they will know that repentance has been poured out on them, and they would stand and receive the gift that has been freely given and the gift that has been revealed. But for us who have the Spirit reminds us what Jesus taught. What did Jesus teach as we read through the Scriptures? Jesus taught that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus taught that you'll not get to heaven unless you know him. He taught about repentance. He taught about being ready for that day when he returns. And between those two things, between that point of salvation and that point of his return, there's lots of verses, lots of chapters, lots of sermons on how we live in between those two events. And that's where we're going in 2016. We're going to live between salvation and Christ's return in the way that God has planned since before the creation of time. God will reveal little bits of that journey to us, our journey and the journey of others. We will have surprises along the way. We'll see little bits of it being worked out in our lives and the lives of other people. But to make sure that we are living correctly in this period of time, we have to be living with spiritual minds. You see, in verse 10, we're told that God has revealed this whole thing to us by his Spirit. So we can have the Spirit in us, but we can not be that spiritually minded at times. Because sometimes we still think like human beings. Now you're all looking around going, "But sure, we are human beings." But folks, if you have the Spirit of God in you, I'll tell you what you are. You're an alien. You're a stranger in this world. That's what Peter tells us. We are aliens and strangers in this world. When we go into 2016 and we think of God's plan, what is it sometimes we say, "Oh, God is going to take me out of my comfort zone. God stretches us out of our comfort zone." Guess what, folks? 2016 in this world is not our comfort zone. This world is not our comfort zone. Heaven's our comfort zone. That's the only place we're going to feel comfortable. So we must live with that in mind. We are not the same as ordinary human beings. We are spiritual human beings with a spiritual mind. So our mindset must be beyond what human understanding is, because it can be. It must be deeper, because it can be. It must be wiser, because it can be. Because the spirit that we have is described here as the spirit who searches all things, even the deep things of God. So God's deep knowledge is available to us. And if we tune our minds and are disciplined in our life, we will find this and we will know this. But there's a little reality check. Sometimes when we start to think this way, we get ahead of ourselves. We get too big for our boots. We are not God. Yes, we have access to God's mind. We have access to God's plan, but only little bits of it. We can't comprehend. We have not got the capacity to comprehend the whole thing. God instructs us. That's why it says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? As we go into 2016, we don't go into 2016 going, hey God, you know what would be a good idea? We go into 2016 and we say, God, what is your idea for me and for us as a congregation? The passage ends by saying we have the mind of Christ. That's what Paul writes. That's what Paul is assured of. That's what Paul is writing to this church in Corinth. He's saying, we have the mind of Christ. So you Corinthians, you have the mind of Christ because you too have salvation. You too have that spirit. We have salvation. We have the same spirit. So we have the mind of Christ. So if you were wondering if I was going to give you some great prophecy for your life in 2016, I'm afraid I haven't received any such visions that I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. But what I can tell you is this. Whatever God has for you in 2016, you will be able to discern that plan. And you will be able to walk in the way that God has prepared for you and for us. Over all the earth, God reigns on high. And he leads us in that journey with us. So in these last few minutes of this year, we're going to stand and we're going to sing, over all the earth, you reign on high. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. I think we're going to count down now. 9, 8,